Oh, good Irish Shabbos, Parshas Bechukos. Okay, so we're going to have a quick recap of the Parsha. So the Parsha begins by encouraging that if we follow Hashem's ways, learn Torah, and keep mitzvahs, we're going to be blessed with much good. The land's going to produce in abundance. Food will be nourishing and satisfying. We're going to have peace from our enemies. Hashem will live among us, be a God for us, and we're going to be his nation. However, if we don't keep his commandments and turn astray, all sorts of terrible things are going to visit themselves upon us. No food, invasions by enemies, death by sword, plague, and other terrible happenings. The land won't produce, wild animals will roam freely and attack, cities will be destroyed, and its people exiled, and many other things. Now, even with all this, Hashem promises that he will not forsake us and will bring us back to the land. The Parsha then teaches the halachas of Arachin, one who vows to donate their worth to the Beis HaMikdash. The amount necessary to donate depends on if it's a male or female and how old they are. If an animal is donated to the Beis HaMikdash, one may not transfer its kedusha onto another. That's called tumura. If a person donates his house to the Beis HaMikdash, he's allowed to redeem it, but he has to add a fifth of its value when he does so. If he donates his steh achuza, ancestral field, to the Beis HaMikdash, it's allowed to be redeemed at a set rate of 50 shekels per area that a chaymer of barley can be planted in. If he donates a field that he had bought, but it's not a steh achuza, the redemption process works differently. A firstborn kosher animal has to be given to Hashem. However, a firstborn donkey, which isn't kosher, its value is donated instead. If something is donated by way of cherem, then it's not allowed to be redeemed. If a person has been judged to die, he's not allowed to be redeemed, which means he can't pay his way out of it. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of the Shemitah cycle, Maaser Sheni is separated. It has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. However, he's allowed to redeem it and bring up the money instead. When he does so, he has to add on a fifth of its value. Every year, one has to count his new flocks and cattle, and every tenth one is kodesh for Hashem. That's called Maaser Behema. This is not allowed to be redeemed. The Parsha and Sefer Vayikra conclude, these are the commandments and chukim that Hashem commanded in Moshe to teach the Bnei Israel at Har Sinai. Chazak, chazak, v'nischazek. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.